If we write books with a deep sense of responsibility, believing that the book is written for our future selves to read in the next life, then perhaps there would be fewer falsehoods in the world. And if the knowledge created within human civilization was such that its creator could honestly answer why it was conceived, then the culture shaped by this knowledge would not lead humanity astray. This quote might be a bit lengthy, but it came about while I was reflecting. I was searching for the why behind my own actions, which became the starting point for writing my book. We are Buddhists, but if we don't aspire for nirvana, how should we navigate our lives without going astray? Thanks to the 10th Gallama Sutta left by the Buddha, which states, "Do not believe, even if I myself said it," according to the Dharma transmission of Fra Dharma Kosakarya or Buddhadasa Bhikkhu. How do we build our knowledge if we don't aim for nirvana? The aforementioned knowledge quote is from my own creation. This message was conceived from the decision to write a book for myself in this and future lives nearly 20 years ago. Given my current perspective that in this lifetime, I have no desire to teach anyone anymore, all I can do is write. I write books and leave them for my future self to read in the next life, but this act also serves as a form of merit for others. Don't let your subconscious mind dismiss this vital information before your mind and soul reject the existence of this truth. Chapter 2, Uncle's Book Reading Method. After introducing the meaning of life in Chapter 1, Uncle realized that he still had difficulty communicating with us, which prevented him from conveying what he wanted to share. Uncle wants to find a way to communicate his learning experiences to us as effectively as possible, so he needs to understand us a little better. Uncle's language may be somewhat hesitant or fragmented because he wants us to read slower and think more deeply. One point that Uncle wants us to consider today is, try to consider whether we can read books or not. What does it mean to can read books? Take a moment to pause and reflect, then give it some thought. Based on Uncle's observations, when we read books, two things, phenomenon, can happen. One, we may feel curious or have questions. Two, we may gain understanding or comprehension. If we finish reading and it ends just with the symbol letter itself, it indicates that those two symptoms are not present. So let's try reading and reconsidering it again. If you feel curious, it will lead to questions related to what Uncle has communicated. If you understand, you will be able to convey what Uncle has communicated without missing the point. We can include any additional points as desired, but I would like us to check these two steps before we begin reading. They will help ensure that our communication flows smoothly and facilitate the sharing of our experiences. Have questions or comprehension? By incorporating these steps, we can overcome communication barriers and foster a more meaningful exchange of our experiences. Uncle needs to understand us first because the language we use is just symbols. Even though we may use the same language, the interpretation and meaning of words can vary greatly. If anyone has any questions or doesn't understand something, feel free to ask Uncle. And if anyone has any suggestions or wants to exchange opinions, feel free to do so. Please email me huajiegmail.com. I hope you all enjoy the process of self-reflection. In the next session, Uncle will start the journey with you, searching for the meaning of life. Thank you very much, Uncle Mei JD. In an era flooded with vast volumes of information, it's more crucial than ever to possess the ability to discern truth from fiction. As streams of data surge around us like tumultuous waves in an endless sea, a lone individual amidst a deluge of scattered information is attempting to find their way. The ability to navigate these waters becomes paramount. Without the vital skill to separate genuine information from falsehoods, our life's trajectory can be severely affected. As beautifully articulated in the truth quote from the book, "Read Before the Meaning of Your Life is Lesser," on page 204. In an era overloaded with information and a plethora of news, if we cannot revive such a skill, how are we to distinguish what is true from what is false? Reviving the human skill of creating knowledge is paramount for people to maintain the essence of life. This allows us to independently discover what is true or false. It is imperative not to be dismissive. Don't let your subconscious mind cast aside this crucial knowledge before your very essence rejects the reality of our current predicament. Don't let your subconscious mind dismiss this vital information before your mind and soul reject the existence of this situation. Let us not forsake the opportunity to seek solutions to this pressing issue. Read before the meaning of your life is lesser.